Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, guess where I am? I'm in Billings, Montana, sitting across from Dr. Jeff Galini in the All-American Pharmaceutical Studio, and Elisa is in Louisville, Kentucky with Elliot Turton, the lovely and talented Elisa Profuma. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, you guys. How are you all doing?
Fantastic. You sound loud and clear. This is wonderful when technology works out. And we have a great Casual Friday show planned for you today. Lots of exciting stuff to talk about. Lots of fun stuff. And then later today, Dr. Jeff and I are going to get to train together, Elisa.
That's awesome. I wish I could train with you guys.
I know. You'd be right there with us because we're going to, Dr. Jeff is going to teach me how to hit my chest and build some big pecs.
We're going to hit it hard and have some fun.
We did a radio show this morning here in Billings. And at the end of the show, the guy said, my chest looked big. And Dr. Jeff goes, no, those are pecs.
That's right, man.
So what did you guys talk about on the radio show this morning?
We talked about the impending doom of chronic disease outweighing any threat of global warming or terrorism today.
Interesting.
Yeah, I went with that topic instead of the whole cancer thing because I thought that was really more important and more topical considering that we hear so much about global warming and terrorism, but people forgetting that 1.67 million people a year are dying in the United States from chronic disease. 7 out of every 10 deaths are from chronic disease, which shows that pharmaceutical drugs are not working, and these are all avoidable diseases.
I was listening to a radio show on the way in today, and there was a commercial for life insurance, and the agent that was had the commercial said, get your meds from Ned because he's, I mean, get your insurance from Ned because he's on meds too.
Oh, how do you like that?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting.
I guess everybody's on meds.
We and by the way, not to drop a hint about something, but there is someone out there that we're going to have on the show very soon that's been working for 2 years to get a specific classification for people who adhere to ancestral diets and physical culture to actually get discounts on their insurance, health insurance.
That's what we need.
I know, because we should be rewarded, not punished, because of the lifestyle that we live. So, I sat next to a guy on the way into Minneapolis, flying to Billings, who worked for a large agricultural supply store, who told me that glyphosate sales are down like 50% over the past few years.
That's good to hear.
I know. I said, we're winning. I know. Isn't that great?
That is great.
So anyway, I don't want to take much more of the show. You have some great stories to talk about, Elisa. So where would you like to start?
Well, I wanted to start with your story about Patrick Rogers and how he eats, how he gets the grass-fed beef that he eats.
I have to show this picture to Dr. Jeff. Hold on a second. So bring it in. Just give me a second.
Well, you sent me some pictures that Patrick sent you, and I thought, oh, my. I mean, it's pictures of him I guess, slaughtering a cow. He shoots the cow right there in the field.
Yeah, so Patrick Rogers, he's a part of the American Strongman Corporation. He's a huge fan and proponent of the show. He's part of the Superhuman Nation. He sent me some pictures. This was quite a while ago. And I'm going to show Dr. Jeff the pictures right now. But when we talk about know where you get your beef from, Patrick walks out into the field and picks a cow, and then using a .22 Magnum, the cow doesn't even know what's happening. So it's not like it's in a truck going to slaughter. It's not like it's standing in a line getting slaughtered. The cow is just munching away. They put the gun right up against the cow's forehead. Well, not right up against, but in between the eyes. They pop it. It's dead. That's it. It just falls down, whatever it was doing, if it was chewing, whatever it was doing. They take that cow with what looks like a backloader, and they drag it off, and they process it. That's how fresh it is.
Do you know if they do that in front of the other cows?
Probably so. I don't think the cows know what's happening.
Oh, okay.
Because think about this. We slaughtered buffalo. Buffalo would be standing in a field, and guys would be standing, sitting up on a mountaintop 100, 200 yards away with a Siles rolling block 50 caliber rifle, the sharp rifle, which ruled the West back then. And they would shoot these buffalo, and the buffalo would just fall down dead, and the buffalo next to it would just keep on munching.
Yeah, I think I saw somewhere where cows aren't like other animals, where when they see something like that, is they are pretty dumb.
Yeah, they don't run off.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Patrick would have to speak to that. Maybe they take it off away from the other cows. But the bottom line is, talk about know where you got your, where your beef is coming from.
Yeah, he really knows where his, I guess these are his cows, huh?
Well, I have to imagine they are, because don't forget, at the beginning of the summer, he posted pictures of his quote unquote garden, and it looked like a farm. I mean, him and his wife, they do an amazing job. I mean, when you think about it, all the things that we talk about on the show, Patrick and his wife are living, Corrine Rogers, they're living the life that we all talk about. They grow their own vegetables. They slaughter their own animals. This is what it's all about.
So while we're on the subject of animals, and I asked the question if the other cows saw that, I read a story about a new study that was led by researchers over in Barcelona that fish really do have feelings.
When you told me about this, I found this really interesting. Like, why wouldn't we think they have feelings? Just because they don't have an expressive face?
I'm not sure. Well, and then we talked about, when we were talking about this study, we talked about lobster. When you put the fresh lobster that are alive in the pot of hot water, they scream.
They squeal. So when I was a waiter at the Italian restaurant in Las Vegas, John Abahani, the head chef, one day, lobster was on the menu. And he goes, come here, I want to show you something. And he took two lobster and he threw them into this huge pot of boiling water. And you can hear them.
Wow.
It sounds like a shrill, and I go, what was that? He goes, they're screaming. He goes, you'd scream too if I dropped you in hot water. So this idea that other things don't have feeling, the idea that they had to study to see if fish had feeling to me was just stupid. They don't have an expressive face. So they can't act scared, they can't act shocked, they can't express fear, so we just assume they don't have fear or feelings, right?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny. So they did discover that in this study, right?
They did. Evidently, it's called emotional fever. Mm-hmm. They set out to see if the fish demonstrate the controversial tendency known as emotional fever when stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Wow.
They found out that the fish are stressed in pretty much the same way as an animal that we'd think of as normally more intelligent.
You know, so, this is going to hurt a lot of people's feelings out there, because there are a lot of people who eat fish specifically because they feel like, well, you know, fish somehow are dumb animals. They don't feel anything. And there's a Japanese dish where they serve the fish still alive and you literally fillet it at your table and eat it and the fish's tail is still moving. I mean, that's got to be the worst thing to do to an animal.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, right?
Well, I don't even like to eat lobster because I've heard that sound one time when you put the lobster in that hot water.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like lobster anyway, because from what I understand, lobster is just underwater cockroaches. I mean, they're the same thing as a cockroach, but that lives under the water.
They are. They're a bottom feeder. And when I was in China, what they do is they'll take it and they'll whack the head and kind of stun him, and they cut off the tail, mm-hmm. and you eat the tail raw, but he's still alive at the
front.
Yeah,
without his tail on him.
Exactly.
How sad.
Oh, that's terrible.
And one time the front of him woke up and started walking off the table. And that's
seriously?
That's when I realized what they were doing, because I thought it was cooked. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here. Oh, no, they do crazy stuff in China and Japan. In Japan, you can get they take snake, and they cut their head off, and then they turn them upside down, and they milk them and the blood out into a glass, and people drink that.
Oh, no, not for me.
Why? Ugh. Why would anyone drink that?
I have no idea. You'll have to ask somebody from there.
There's that whole show on Discovery Channel about weird foods.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah. That's one of them, you'll see.
Okay, so you want to talk about some oatmeal, Carl? One of your favorite things?
I love oatmeal. I do.
Well, I know you don't like this word, but I have an oatmeal hack for everyone.
Well, and it's a good one, because I like steel-cut oatmeal, but who has 40 minutes to boil steel-cut oatmeal in the morning?
I know. That's the same thing with me. Steel-cut oatmeal is better for you, has more fiber, but you don't have the time. So what you need to do is on Sunday night, make a batch of steel-cut oats on the stove and just put them in muffin tins.
Muffin tin, right.
And then you can put them in the freezer. You cook them in the muffin tin. You put them in the freezer. And make little oatmeal pucks with them.
So let me get this straight. So you boil your steel cut oatmeal first. You put them in muffin tins and you freeze them. And then you put them in plastic bags, obviously. And every morning when you want your steel cut oatmeal, you take a couple of these oatmeal pucks and you put them in the microwave and warm them back up and they're ready to eat.
Right. You freeze them in the muffin tins. For about 5 hours before you take them out of the pan and put them into a Ziploc bag, I guess.
That sounds really good. Elisa, are you able to hear us okay, or you have any noise on your end?
No, I'm hearing you fine. Okay.
Just want to make sure. I think this is a great idea. So now we can make our steel-cut oatmeal ahead of time and have these little pucks ready to go when we want them.
So the only thing is you have to microwave them the next day or before you use them.
Well, I don't think that's a big deal. I think it was Adele Musa or maybe it was Alex Leaf that wrote a blog recently that it's better to boil your oatmeal than to just put it in hot water and let it absorb the water, because there's more beta-glucan, which is the ideal nutrient, that people are looking for from oatmeal, when you boil it. So at least you're probably going to get more beta-glucan in this, and so you just warm it up with the microwave the next morning.
Yeah, I think that that's a great idea, and I'm going to start doing this. How about you, Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to too. You know, when I went gluten-free, most of the gluten-free stuff is not the instant.
Right.
So I normally microwave it for 3 or 4 minutes and let it sit.
Right.
It does soften, but it's still a little on the hard side. So
yeah.
I'm going to try that.
I actually on occasion, I'll mix the steel-cut oatmeal with the regular oatmeal. And it's kind of like nuts. It feels like little pieces of nuts in there. Yeah.
I don't mind that. I kind of like it. I think I've gotten used to it because that's, I'm in a hurry like everyone else is in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Jeff has a hot logic now, Elisa.
I know. How do you like that hot logic, Dr. Jeff?
Oh, I was excited. Carl goes, I got you a Christmas present, and I'm looking at this going, oven, what is this? And then he told me, I'm like, this is the coolest.
So you got to post pictures of your meal. See, we have a whole thing going on Facebook now, people who make gourmet meals in their hot lodges.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, so you have to post pictures of your lunch now.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait.
What's this about drinking hot water, Elisa? I know you drink hot lemon water first thing in the morning.
I do, and you know, sometimes I just get, we are all, like we just talked about, in a hurry, and I want to have my tea first, but then I always go back to my hot water and lemon in the morning first, because it has so many amazing benefits. But even
well,
just...
Well, there's actually 13 of them. Maybe what we need to do is take our break now so we can come back and list them all. How's that sound?
That sounds like a great plan.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue on with Casual Friday, and we're going to talk about the 13 reasons that you should start drinking hot water in the morning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Friday, special Casual Friday episode. This is our quarterly live remote from Billings, Montana, at the All-American Pharmaceutical Headquarters. So when we're going into the break, Elisa, we're going to talk about the benefits of hot water.
Yes. So number one, it detoxifies the body.
See, so reading through these, and even Dr. Jeff said it, some of these are a little far-fetched. What did you say during the break when we were reading this?
Well, I'm looking at it and going, you know, this is really what water does. I don't see why heating the water would make it any more beneficial than drinking cold water.
Yeah. Right. But go ahead. So here for
detoxifying the body, when you drink hot water, the body temperature goes up. You start sweating, which can flush the toxic materials out of your internal system and cleanse it properly.
So hot water it'll make you sweat by raising your body temperature. So anything that you do to raise your body temperature helps to detoxify the body.
Okay, so the ease of bowel movements, which I guess you can argue that the same thing can happen when you drink just regular water.
Yes, yes. And unless you're putting the hot water in the other end.
Well, here it says a glass full of hot water in the morning on an empty stomach decomposes the food and makes the movement of the particles through the intestines smooth.
Okay, so let me debunk this whole statement. If you still have decomposing food in your stomach in the morning from food that you ate the day before, you have a huge digestive problem. Because theoretically, food should have moved out of your stomach into your small and large intestine at least an hour and a half after that meal. So if you had your last meal at 11 o'clock, if you're the average American, you're watching Jimmy Kimmel live and you're eating still, if you still have decomposed food in your stomach, you have digestive issues, number one. So number one. Number two, water, hot or cold. Inside of your body is 98 degrees. Unless you're drinking boiling water, how much hotter can the water be than the inside of your gut?
Okay, so how about this when you're talking about hot water, cold water, digestion? Hot water is particularly beneficial for digestion. Studies have revealed that drinking cold water right after a meal can harden the oil present in the consumed foods. It creates a fat deposit on the inner wall of your intestine, which eventually results in intestinal cancer.
Those are huge assumptions to jump to. Number one.
However, if you have a glass of hot water, you can avoid this problem and accelerate your digestion.
I never drink water during a meal because I don't want to dilute the low pH of stomach acid before a meal, because the pH rises automatically just from the food itself. So I give them that. But again, the inside of your body is 98 degrees. To most people, 98 degrees would be hot enough to burn your hand if you touch something. Right. So if you drink cold water, how long is it going to stay cold? They're acting like the water. In fact, there are studies that show that drinking cold water actually increases energy expenditure because your body has to work harder to raise the temperature of the water to the temperature of the inside of your body. So that, again, is far-fetched.
Okay, so it promotes weight loss.
This one I couldn't buy at all. Go ahead.
It promotes your metabolism and breaks down the adipose tissue lying under the skin, especially when taken with water and lemon.
Unless your body is an empty vessel with no organs or anything, and you're drinking water and it's literally running down the inside of your skin, how does the hot water get to the adipose tissue, and why would water that is actually colder than the internal temperature of your body be any more effective at breaking down? See, this is what's, this frustrates me, because this is a very, very, popular blog at stylecraze.com.
Well,
this
but
so
let
far,
me just,
this is complete BS.
Let me just say this. This is not just from this blog. This is, if you, there, people have been circulating this and promoting this all over.
It just goes to show, I'm sorry to say this, I'm going to offend some people. It just goes to show how stupid people are. People don't apply any critical thinking. Unless you're drinking water that's boiling when you're pouring it in your mouth, it's not any warmer than the inside of your body.
Heals nasal and throat congestion. It says here that it dissolves the thick cough or phlegm and eliminates them easily from your respiratory tract.
Where is that music coming from? Oh, thank you. I don't know what that was.
Hit the wrong button on the site, boy.
Oh, okay. Was that you?
I think it was.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't me. I muted my computer.
This one, I could buy a little bit.
Well, I do, yes.
Because it's got to be soothing to your throat if you're drinking warm water versus cold water. I believe that.
Enhances blood circulation and clears the nervous system.
Like they act like the nervous system is this thing in your body. The nervous system runs throughout your entire body. I mean, if you put all your nerves end to end, they'd circle the globe twice. So how does drinking hot water clear your nervous system out? This is just stupid, this stuff.
The heat of the water has cures menstrual cramps. The heat of the water has a calming and soothing effect on the abdominal muscles.
I could buy that one.
Okay, now this is benefits for skin. It prevents premature aging. It flushes out the toxins from your body and repairs the skin cells that are affected by the harmful free radicals.
So you'd first have to buy the whole hot water flushes toxins out of the body theory in order for this to be accurate. And I don't buy the first part, so the second part is a lie.
Turns skin healthy. By consuming hot water regularly, you can keep the body hydrated and warm. It's also necessary for maintaining healthy skin as it improves the blood circulation throughout your body and gives a rosy complexion.
Hot water only or all water?
I would say all water.
Right? And again, your body is 98 flipping degrees, and unless you're drinking boiling water, how is the water going to warm your body any more than your...
I guess they should have defined hot water, right? What is hot water?
Well, chances are you're drinking water that is maybe the same temperature as the inside of your body.
If that, like you said, because 98, I mean...
That's hot!
That is pretty hot.
Eliminates root causes of infections. It deep cleanses your body and eliminates the root causes of those infections.
Oh, yes. It's magic.
Promotes hair growth. Hot or warm water works as a great source of energy for your hair cells.
This is nonsense. I can't believe people are passing this around without reading it. How many times do I have to say your body is almost 100 degrees? How hot could the water be that it's going to stay that hot and get to your hair cells?
I'm going to tell you the only thing that hot water actually does. A doctor had told me this, a naturopathic doctor years ago, that if you have a cramp or a bellyache and you drink a little bit of warm water, not hot, that stomach ache will go away.
Relaxes it.
Yeah, it does. It does relax for some reason where cold water doesn't.
Yeah, so I can see that.
That one I can buy, which isn't on the list.
I guess if you wash your hair with hot water, maybe it does some of these things.
Maybe it depends on what water. You know, it's got more iron in the water.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well,
I've
always heard if you use really hot water, it stimulates the oil in your hair, the oil production in your hair, and keeps it greasier.
Wait. Say that again?
That if you use really hot water on your hair, that it stimulates the oils in your hair.
That's what they're saying.
In your scalp.
It's one of the things that it does.
No, I'm saying I've heard that before.
Okay. But now think about something for a second. You only wash your hair how many times a week, Elisa?
A couple times a week.
A couple times a week. And when you go, you've gone for 5 days without washing your hair, and then you wash it. And how does your hair look after you wash it after 5 days of not washing it?
It looks beautiful and shiny.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Now, what does heat do to the hair? dries it, right?
Yes.
So if you were to wash your hair with hot water every single day, it would let me back up.
It would dry it out.
When you wash a greasy frying pan at home, if you wash it with cold water, can you get the grease out?
No.
No. You have to use hot water because that makes the grease more superfluous. It makes it move more, right?
Yes.
So if you were to wash your hair with hot water, do you think that you'd have less oil in your hair or more oil in your hair? Less.
Yeah.
It would wash the oil right out of your hair. I say this is another BS one. What's the last one?
Offers natural vitality of hair. They're talking about drinking it, not washing your hair.
Again, if you're drinking hot water, it's no hotter than the inside of your body. So how is that going to influence anything? I say I put this blog right up there with some of the things that Gwyneth Paltrow promotes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is it the lemon in the hot water in lemon that offers the benefits?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm drinking water. We actually have to take a break. But yes, it's the lemon. Can we talk about that when we come back? Because I have to sneeze. Really.
Sure.
So let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops, the name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra
premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. So, Alex Leaf is messaging me right now, Lisa. He's saying, if the water feels hot in your mouth, it's hotter than your body, which is true. He said the water boils at 212, but I still don't buy any of the things that drinking warm water is going to do. I don't know how it would get to the adipose tissue or the nervous system from the gut. And once it's in the gut, it's going to change its temperature to whatever the gut is over a short period of time.
Okay, so I looked at Wellness Mama. She has a really popular blog. She has the same thing on her website about the benefits of hot water and lemon.
Okay, so let's talk about lemon.
Okay, so then I went to ABC News, and they said the truth about lemon water. And Good Morning America interviewed a woman by the name of Michelle Promaul. I can't pronounce her last name. She's the editor-in-chief at Yahoo Health. Mm-hmm. And she said that it is a legit wellness trend to drink hot water and lemon.
Lemon is the difference. Lemon will make you have a bowel movement immediately. If you drink lemon, if you take a lemon and squeeze it in your mouth, you'll have a bowel movement within a half hour.
She said
lemon is known to do that.
The combination of the hot water and lemon is said to help promote digestion, alkalize the body, and boost your immunity.
Yeah. And I buy that because of the lemon, not the hot water.
Okay.
I don't buy the whole hot water thing. And while Alex is right, if you can sense that the water is hot, then it's hotter than the inside of your body. I would say there's a little area of incorrectness there because your mouth is probably not 98 degrees, but the core of your body is. Oh, no, I take that back. Under your tongue is. I take that back. That's how they measure your temperature.
Yes. She goes on to say it actually slows the absorption of food, which sounds counterintuitive to helping digestion. But what it does is give your body time to break down that food and take the nutrients that it needs from it.
But that's any water. If you drink water with a meal, it will slow down the digestion of food because you are diluting the acid in your gut. That's the problem with drinking water with the meal. It slows down, it blunts digestion. Any water, hot water, cold water, even soda. I mean, unless you're drinking something that has an extremely low pH, like straight apple cider vinegar, it is going to blunt the effects of the acid in your stomach. So, I think that when you apply some critical thinking to some of these, if not most of them, they just don't pan out.
I think a lot of these become, you know, wise tales, as we say.
Yeah.
Especially in the, you know, that homeopathic, if you ever look at some of the remedies that people write, you know, it may have helped somebody, but usually it didn't actually come from that.
Okay.
So, just to finalize this, the hot water and lemon is the way to go.
Yes. I think the lemon provides some special benefits that the hot water doesn't do by itself.
Well, and then Wellness Mama, she adds a little slice of ginger to hers in the morning, which is a really good idea.
Well, now you're talking about ginger tea. You know, mm-hmm. Now we're talking about drinking tea.
That's true.
Just drink tea.
That's
just drink
what
ginger.
I drink in the morning.
Yeah, that's what Elisa drinks. Yeah.
I always drink
lemon
tea.
Water first, and then she has her green tea.
I go right to the peppermint tea.
I like ginger tea. I take straight ginger extract, that's 10-to-1 extract, and put a little teaspoon, like a half a teaspoon, into hot water, pour it, and I drink that. It's delicious.
Okay, so moving on here. Chipotle is back in the news again. Chipotle, I always pronounce that wrong.
Yeah, your niece will correct you.
I know. they're back in the news again. Evidently, in Boston, 120 people became ill after eating there.
But it's different this time. It's not E. coli. It's norovirus. It's something that – so norovirus is transferred from human to human, and it has to be in a human for it to survive, unlike E. coli, which can live on the surface of things. So that was a person went to work, and they didn't send them home or her home when she was sick. And she handled food without gloves on, so she gave other people the norovirus.
But they should always wear gloves. Do they not wear gloves?
Don't you remember you and I were at the Chipotle that we like to go to, and that girl was in the back working with the vegetables, and she didn't have gloves on, and you said to me, look, she's not even wearing gloves?
Yes.
So, you know, why is food governed by FDA? They don't have to wear hairnets, gloves, but then you come over to the supplement industry, and you got to wear all those stuff.
Yeah, well, because the supplement industry is the pariah to the food. We're the ones causing all the trouble.
I know, yeah, but I don't think you've ever seen a norovirus from a dietary supplement.
No.
And
no.
You never will.
No, norovirus has to be transferred live.
Right.
And you have to eat it right away while it's still live. So that means that somebody has touched food and then moments later you ate it because it can't survive outside the human body for very long.
120 people got sick from that. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Poor Chipotle. I feel bad for them because they're a really great product.
I feel bad. The founder and co-chief executive officer said yesterday that he apologized to the patrons and said that they pledge to have new food safety practices which will prevent such outbreaks in the future. They're going to go above and beyond what the industry norms are today to make Chipotle the safest place to eat.
Yeah. Good for them.
We just ate there the other day. I didn't get sick, right? We brought Chipotle
right.
home.
It's perplexing to me that they still don't know what caused the E. coli outbreak.
I know what it is. It's some of those veggies that they're serving there. Or probably the salsa or the salad, the raw stuff, not the cooked stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, it's back in the news again, Carl. You're going
to
love
this. I knew you were going to go to this one next. You want to poke the bear. Everybody wants to poke the bear.
A glass of red wine, and I need to thank Carly Gomez put this on my wall. A glass of red wine is the equivalent to an hour at the gym, says a new study. Is this another new study?
Oh, it's got to be the same old study.
Well, no, this is dated December the 2nd.
Well, this article is dated the 2nd. But that doesn't mean it's not the same study. And we actually talked about this when we talked about resveratrol. In order to get the resveratrol seen to provide the benefits of exercise, you'd have to drink 100 bottles of wine a day. This is just, see, people love this stuff. Because then they go, see, drinking wine is good. I can keep drinking. If you write a book that said fat people live longer, are healthier, have better lives, people will buy that just to justify, see, I can stay fat now. People love being validated for risky behavior. That's all this study. That's why this is a popular article, I predict.
It was on Anabolic Minds.
That doesn't mean anything. it's a popular article, like I said. People are going to read this and think that it's legit, and it's not.
Okay, so you're going to like this one. This is not on the email that I sent you, but this week a new study came out that says people who exercise more drink more.
Drink more what?
Alcohol.
Okay, so I don't agree with that. This is epidemiology at its worst. So there are people out there who drink and think by going to the gym and exercising it's protecting them against their stupid behavior. And then there's people out there who exercise and don't drink at all. I don't buy it.
Well,
we know people who drink a lot, Elisa, and then they go, yeah, but I went to the gym and did an hour of cardio.
Yes, we do.
Hell.
Okay, so this was researchers at Penn State. They had 150 people take part in the survey. They filled out questionnaires and recorded their eating habits on an app.
Okay.
Only 150 people. I mean, that's not
small sampling. Okay.
Yeah, very small sampling. And then that's what the study, how they concluded that people who regularly go to the gym also drink alcohol on a regular basis.
And those are the people who think that by going to the gym is going to protect them against their high-risk behaviors. Just like I've said, there are women out there who are on HRT and men who are on HRT that think, oh, my HRT is going to protect me against being a dumbass and eating the wrong foods and doing the wrong things. And it just doesn't. Nah. I put this right in there with the red wine is better than an hour's worth of gym research.
Yeah, and I wonder where they got their people at, you know, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Who you're choosing is more important than that kind of stuff. So, all right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday live from Billings, Montana. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. 866. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I think I just cleared my throat right into the microphone. Welcome back. I'm all verklempt from flying. I get so dried out on the planes. We're going to talk about that later. Welcome back to Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo in home base in Louisville. I'm here at HQ at All American Pharmaceuticals with Dr. Jeff. What's next, Elisa?
I wanted to talk about a story that you wanted to talk about. I don't know if I'm supposed to say.
Let me go ahead and lead off with this. So somebody contacted me the other day, and they shall remain anonymous. They're a very, very high-level executive at a very, very high-level ad agency in the United States. And she was frustrated. She contacted me because she likes to keep a prescription of Klonopin on hand. And 30 Klonopin last her a year and a half. She takes a half a Klonopin when she has to do a big presentation because she still suffers from anxiety, like stage fright. Last time she was in talking to her doctor, she said to the doctor, I'd like to go ahead and get you to refill a prescription of Klonopin. I have two left. She said, sure, just call and let us know. So she used her last Klonopin. Now remember, she 30 pills over a year and a half. So she calls and speaks to the receptionist and says, Dr. So-and-so said she'd renew my prescription of Klonopin. She gets a call back an hour and a half later from the nurse practitioner and says, Dr. So-and-so said Klonopin is highly addictive. You need to come back in. We think that you need antidepressants. We think you need to be on an antidepressant. So she contacted me because she thought she found a good doctor. And now she's lost all faith in this doctor because this doctor knows she's not addicted to them. 30 pills lasting you a year and a half is not an addict. And more importantly, why would you want to be on an antidepressant every day of your life for the rest of your life for the occasional anxiety from having to speak in front of a large group of people?
These doctors
are crazy.
You know what I find interesting is one of the side effects of the antidepressants are antidepressant discontinuation syndrome or withdrawal. Does that not mean that you can become addicted to an antidepressant
as well? We have a friend that's actually in the pharmaceutical industry, and she got into this with me, remember? And I said, no, antidepressants are addictive. And she says, well, not addictive in the traditional sense. And I'm thinking, so let me get this straight. You can't just stop taking an antidepressant. Your doctor has to titrate them. Half a dose for two weeks, half of that dose for 2 weeks. You can't just stop. That's not addicted?
Your body becomes dependent on it.
And there's evidence that once you come off of antidepressants, your brain chemistry is never the same anyway. Antidepressants are going to go down in history as being the worst drug to prescribe to people. There are kids out there committing suicide today because they've been on antidepressants since they're 9, 10, 11 years old.
Well, you know what I find interesting? Right here, this is a PDR Health, Physician's Desk Reference.
Desk Reference,
Health.
Right.
Suicidal thoughts or actions, right here in black and white, is one of the side effects of antidepressants. But yet the doctors prescribe this like it's candy.
Sleep disturbances, gastrointestinal disturbances, weight gain, serotonin syndrome, which has been shown to damage the valves in your heart. Remember, they thought SSRIs only affected serotonin in the brain. It affects serotonin in all tissue of the body. Women who have been on antidepressants for like 5, 6, 7 years, their lower abdomen starts to pooch out because the soft tissue that holds the intestines in place starts to come apart, and they all have that light bulb belly below the navel where it just pops out.
And you know, the crazy thing is that there are so many antidepressants that doctors can choose from that it's trial and error.
Right.
Oh, let's try. Let me know if you have suicidal thoughts or you kill yourself, and then we'll try something.
Yeah, and if this works for you, if this doesn't work, we'll just try something else.
Yeah.
Abilify was what I couldn't think of this morning. The SSRIs don't work at all, they give you an SSRI and Abilify. Abilify is, I was asked this morning on a radio show, what do I think the single most dangerous drug is? It's Abilify. Not only does it mess up your brain, but it causes blood sugar fluctuations that can actually put you into a coma. No, these doctors are crazy, Elisa.
Well, okay, so what I wanted to ask you about is on this list of...
potential side effects?
Well, yeah, it also has... There's a couple different types of... Besides an SSRI, it has tricyclic antidepressants. Yeah.
Tricyclics are actually in the family of antibiotics, if I remember correctly. And then they have MAOIs...
monoamine oxidase inhibitors?
Yes. But the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors are the most dangerous, in my opinion. The most dangerous.
Yeah, I think that person needs to find a new doctor.
That's what I said to her. And I said, write her a letter while your anger is still fresh in your mind.
Yep.
And you know what's better than antidepressants? Exercise. Exercise has been shown to completely ameliorate major depressive disorder better than drugs, better than SSRIs. Instead of the doctor prescribing a gym membership and a personal trainer, they put them on a pill.
Well, and you know, I think I told you the story years ago when I had retired from bodybuilding and I just quit training because I didn't have any reason to train. And I started feeling terrible. Went in the doctor because my wife made me. So the doctor's going down. Are you exercising? Oh, no. Are you eating well? No. You drinking enough fluid? No. So he told me what I need to do, and he goes, here's a prescription for Valium. This is what you need. And I walked out of there, and I thought, no wonder I don't go to doctors. He knew what my problem was, and I knew it because I...
When you heard the words come out of your mouth.
I'm like, geez, this is why I'm feeling crappy, and then he's going to give me Valium?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, well, you need to get back to the gym.
Start eating right. Start drinking more water. Yeah, get to sleep on time.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. Hello. We actually have to take our top of the hour break.
Okay.
What stories do you want to come out of the break with?
When we come out of the break, I want to talk about vitamin D deficiency and hair loss.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, this is an older study, but I wasn't aware of this.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Strength.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. This special live edition from Billings, Montana. Casual Friday. The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo is in the studio. She doesn't have to stare at my ugly mug while we're on the air. How do you like that one?
He's looking good. Don't worry.
Is he? Okay. I'll take your word for it.
That's because he knows we're going to be having a big old hunk of beef.
Yeah, after we work out today. Okay, Elisa, you want to talk about vitamin D? Is that right?
I did. This is a research out of Cairo University. Found uh-huh. that women who were experiencing hair loss had lower levels of iron and vitamin D, and hair loss only got worse as the levels dropped.
And I think with the iron part, there is a curve where there's a point of too much iron can make you lose hair, too little iron can make you lose hair. So there's kind of a sweet spot with iron, I think. And women obviously are more susceptible to this if they're still menstruating.
They said here it might regulate the expression of genes that promote normal hair follicle growth. And that's from the vitamin D. And as for the iron, low levels may inhibit an essential enzyme that has been associated with hair loss in mice.
Interesting.
Well, we know that vitamin D is part of that gene expression.
Right.
So
having enough vitamin D is important.
You know, yeah.
So we're sitting here getting prepared to talk about this story. So I'm looking at Dr. Jeff. How old are you now?
56.
So he's just a year behind me. And he's like you, Elisa. He doesn't have any gray hair in his head. None. And it's not, you can tell he doesn't dye his hair. I think he has one gray hair I see, like one.
You know,
one.
Just the last year, I started to get a couple here or there.
I mean, but just like a stray hair just in the top there. He looks so good. I mean, he's aging so well. So I said to him, you know, he's so laid back. I said, have you always been laid back? He says, no. When I moved to Montana from Los Angeles, he goes, I was always stressed out. I said, how long does it take you to become unstressed? What did you say, 4 years?
Yeah, it took about 4 years to unwind.
But I said, do you think it's because you, quote, unquote, live off the grid? Because living here in Billings, it's not like a big city. They don't have stop signs on some of the streets. It's kind of like you drive on your honor that you're going to stop. But he said, no, it's his faith, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as we were talking about, absolutely. I mean, you know, worry is the killer. I mean,
right.
That is what causes so many ailments. And, you know, when you got faith in a God and, you know, you don't worry about stupid stuff.
Right.
I mean, you know, you got to know that it comes. And what is the old saying? I mean, it always works out. I mean, how many people?
Everything always. You're right.
You know, it eventually works out. And, you know, you worrying about it isn't going to help it at all.
And see, I've gotten to that point in my life too. I have come to the edge of the abyss so many times in my life, and I've never fallen in. Something always works out, or you make things work out, whatever. And so you just stop worrying after a while.
Well, and you know, I mean, not to talk the Bible, but the Bible says, you know, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, well, it does tell us we're going to be in those valleys, but it doesn't say we're supposed to camp there. So I figure, you know, I'm always going to be in a valley, but I'm on my way out, man.
I'm just moving through.
That's right.
But you know, Alisa, you're another one. I mean, you've led a very, very stable life. I wouldn't say that your life is stress-free, but you and Dr. Jeff, you guys are aging so good. And then there's me. I got a face like an old leather shoe. I got gray when I was young because I didn't live a healthy life. I didn't. That's why I got so sick.
But, you know, I didn't live a very healthy life younger either. I mean, you know, California, overexposure to the sun, all of the sports-enhancing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, again, there's never too late to kind of change things.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously, you get to a certain point in your life where
you ran out of wick yeah. in the candle.
But you know, the outside appearance doesn't always mean that the inside isn't working.
And that's something that Alisa believes. Yeah. Alisa lives a life where she's always focusing on what's good for the inside because she says that is what manifests what looks nice on the outside.
And isn't that what's important with your vehicle? You can always kind of fix up the outside to look good, but if the inside goes bad, time to get a new car.
What do you think, Alisa?
Oh, I'm listening to you guys. I agree with everything that you say. Yes.
Okay, so where are we going next, Alisa?
Okay, well, so just one other thing on vitamin.
He said, I drink lots of hot water.
I drink hot water every morning.
Five times a day.
In my tea.
In his tea. There you go.
I do too, Dr. Jeff. I drink hot water in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. But I have tea with it. Okay, so I just want to say, they say here to aim for a minimum of 6 IUs of vitamin D per day, which we all know that's not enough.
That's nothing. Six? Six?
600.
Oh, 600. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Right. And when I tell people I take 5,000 to 10,000 IUs a day, they look at me like I'm nuts.
Well, wait until the new Primal D is out. They're actually running it. We're going to have the new Primal D coming out. This is going to be the single best vitamin D supplement in the world. Dr. Jeff has improved our formula so much more so than what we introduced, and it's going to be less expensive too.
And what we're going to do when you come out here in March, you know, we're going to be in the middle of winter. Our mm-hmm. vitamin D levels are going to be low. We're gonna get a vat, and we're going to get a swimsuit on, and we're going to heat it up, and we're just going to go sit in it.
There you go.
Right? Jacuzzi and some Primal D, baby.
Fill the jacuzzi up with Primal D and sit in it.
Our D levels elevated in a couple minutes.
That's funny.
Back to the story that we just talked about a few minutes ago about doctors over-prescribing antidepressants.
Right.
I have a research paper here from PubMed that says that vitamin D supplementation affects depression.
So, in a positive fashion.
Yes, in a positive fashion.
Yeah. And not only does vitamin D, but also fish oil, a good omega-3 supplement.
You know, again, we talked about this yesterday on the show. It's so important to keep those vitamin D levels up. You know, I mean, depression is one of them. That's why, you know, people in like Alaska and even Montana, where we got a lot of darkness in the winter. Mm-hmm. People are depressed. Alcohol and drug use is rampant.
Yeah,
you know, because people are trying to fix that with some artificial means.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and I have an article here that talks about loneliness, and it says here that science reveals that loneliness makes you sick.
Of course it does, because we're social animals. That was, you know, when I read The Story of the Human Body, which is the anthropological journey that we have taken over 4.6 million years, one of the things that made us special was the way we work together, the way we work as a community for a common goal. I mean, there are other animals that do that, but not to the degree that humans do. We actually have the ability to coordinate our efforts and work together to a common goal. We're very, very social species. I mean, lots of species travel in groups and packs, but not the way humans did. We actually could coordinate our actions to benefit the whole community. And we see that a little bit in chimpanzees. We see it in some of the bigger monkeys, but not to the degree that Dr. Lieberman details in his book that was one of our ancestral gifts, that we were able to coordinate our efforts and work together as a community for the good of the entire community. So we are social. That's part of our makeup.
It says here it can raise older adults' risk of premature death by 14%.
Yeah, that's significant.
That is significant.
Yeah, that one I do agree with. I mean, you know, again, I think, you know, loneliness is terrible. I mean, how many stories do you hear about, you know, a man and woman have been married for years, one of the spouse dies, and a month later the other one dies.
Yeah.
Lonely.
Yeah. Broken heart. They've proven that the broken heart syndrome is legitimate. So.
Okay, Carl, you want to talk about what happens to you when you fly?
No, I don't, because I still have to fly home.
Let's skip that one.
I read that one and I thought, oh, great. But you said that there's something that I can do, right? So let's talk about it.
Well, drinking lots of water, I think, helps.
Not hot water either, right?
Well, the water they give you is usually warm anyhow, so.
Yeah.
Here's
what goes wrong when you're on a plane. Okay?
I wouldn't drink the water from the airplane. We've talked about that
potted
before.
Potted water. You never want to drink the water from the air. In fact, I don't even want to wash my hands with that water, because potted water has been shown to contain a lot of bacteria and mold and stuff. So when you fly at above 4,000 feet, the eustachian tubes in your ear canals, they collapse. And we all know this one, because how many times – have your ears gotten plugged up, and it literally can hurt sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, little kids start screaming, and that's usually the reason on takeoff and landing, especially landing when they're coming down, that change in pressure, man, your ears hurt. You have that problem, don't you, Elisa?
Yes. A good way to unclog your ears is to drink water.
I find yawning. I force myself to yawn and jut my jaw out really hard, and I can pop my ears.
And I heard that military pilots chew gum.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I had done.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I think it's all about just getting air in there, you know.
Now, this one I can attest to, because my skin is so dry right now. I look like – my legs look like the Sahara Desert. Your skin dries out because they remove a lot of the moisture from the air inside the plane through the scrubbers, the thing that scrubs and recirculates the oxygen.
Well, so – and also staying in hotels, seems like the hotel rooms are usually so dry as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And they use a lot of chlorine on their white sheets, and that's caustic to the skin. It dries your skin out too.
Well, so I guess for that one, not only drinking water, but also putting some good cream on. And here it says that the UV lights that pass through the windows when you're in the air, can cause skin damage. It magnifies the skin damage because
because you don't have the cloud cover and the atmosphere to filter a lot of it out.
And think about the poor pilots. I mean, what they're exposed to all the time.
Yeah, I know. How about your legs? This is a scary one. So especially people who have obstructive sleep apnea, they tend to have thicker, more clottable blood, as do men and women, especially women who are on oral steroids, whether they be corticosteroids or HRT, because they increase the thrombotic index of blood, the thickening of blood, something called D-dimer goes up, the clotting factor in blood goes up. You're more prone to getting clots in your legs.
Well, shouldn't you, if you know you're going to fly, make sure that you take your omega-3, your fish oils.
Yes, and I did. I took fish oil and vitamin E for this trip for that reason.
Well, and airplane flying is one of the causes of DVT, which is that deep vein thrombosis.
Right.
So, it's all about, trying to move. But if you keep yourself hydrated, that will help. But, just your leg sitting for 10 minutes without moving, you get blood clots all the time.
Yes.
Our body can break that up. But when you add that altitude and then dehydration, it's a very common thing.
So how often do you think you have to get up and walk around to avoid that from happening? A couple times an hour?
It did happen to me once.
Really?
Yeah. I've never had any issues. And about 4 years ago, I came back from a flight out of Florida. And, I was out in the sun there a lot. And I didn't drink very much. My eating was kind of messed up. And when I got back the very next day, my calf started hurting. My wife said, "You got a blood clot. You need to go."
She knew right away.
She did. And I waited a couple of days because I just thought I pulled something.
Right.
And went in, and sure enough, I did.
Did the calf get big?
No, it just got sore. I actually had trouble walking, and I ended up having two, one in the back of my calf and then one just below the knee.
Did they have to put you on blood thinners for a while?
They did. I went on blood thinners for, six weeks or so.
Yeah.
And then, they did all the genetic testing to make sure that I didn't have anything, but took me off and I've been fine.
Yeah.
You got to move.
And if one of those travels to your lung, you could be dead in no time.
Oh, yeah. So I make sure when I'm flying, about every 10 minutes, I'm moving my legs. I'm doing calf raises in the seat, but I try to get up,
Yeah, I do too. I get up twice an hour minimum.
Yeah.
And this last time I walked all the way to the back one of the times on the trip here, and the girl said, "The bathrooms are full." I says, "I don't really have to go. I just wanted to walk."
And I was on a long international flight several years ago, and they actually had a video showing you exercises to do to prevent
calf raises, tighten, and flex your quad. That's what I do. I flex my hamstrings, flex my quads.
Yep.
The guy in front of me doesn't like it because I push against the seat.
Who cares, man?
What's the next one, Elisa?
What about constipation?
Does that happen from a flight?
Well, peristalsis, the internal contractions that move through food through the digestive tract.
Yeah,
it slows to a snail's pace as you ascend to higher altitudes.
I never have that problem.
I know I do, but if you think about, they pressurize the cabins, but it's the going up and going down and then being in that pressurized cabin. That is still pushing against our internal.
Think about it. When you have a bottle of water that's been opened and you get on the plane and they go up, it compresses. Then it starts. Then when you're up at that 40,000, it starts to blow up.
Yep.
It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Your body's doing the same thing. It's going through all those compressions and expansions the whole time it's flying.
Well, it's the same reason why military pilots have to wear those G suits. Even though they're going a lot faster, it's for the same reason, to keep their body from compressing.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't they say you get gassy on the plane? I read this article. I thought, that explains a lot.
All the people looking around like,
you know who did it.
Yeah, because they're the ones looking.
Yeah.
So you may want to make sure you don't have a cavity before you fly. Decaying teeth have a chamber of pus at the root. In order to equalize the pressure, the air in that hole will expand, leading to pain.
So, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
I know. Shouldn't be walking around with a chamber of pus at the root of your tooth anyway.
Yeah, you should be seeing a dentist often enough to know that you don't have that. And then obviously your nose dries out. And we use the nasal saline spray on the flight.
So when I fly, I take
bacteria and stuff gets into your body from the flight.
Right. I always use the nasal spray. I have like spray for my skin on my face. I take lotion. I drink a ton of water. It's like a process. I take vitamin C and to make sure I take my fish oil.
Hey, scroll down that page a little bit. How to cure a spider phobia in 2 minutes. If you got a spider phobia, are you going to watch something that has a tarantula in it?
No. No, that's called arachnophobia.
Yeah, actually. No thank you. I'm not a fan of spiders. I just thought that was kind of
funny. Yeah. Anything else on that list, Elisa?
Well, no, but there was an article that says, why you always seem to want tomato juice on an airplane.
What is that before we take a break? What is that? Why is that?
Let's talk about it on the way coming out of the break.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take our break now. When we come back, we'll find out why you crave tomato juice. It's true, because I actually thought about getting tomato juice when she was coming down the aisle, because I already had water. So we'll discover that on the way out of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Casual Friday. Okay, let's pick it up with the next story, Elisa.
So do you ever crave, you said you do crave.
Yes, this particular, it's so funny you said that. So when the girl was coming down the aisle, the leg from Louisville to St. Paul, because I already had my big bottle of Fiji water, and I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to get some of that tomato juice, because they always have tomato juice on the plane. And I thought, you know, I could use the sodium anyway, because I've been doing a lot of work in the sauna after my workouts, but then I passed on. I ended up just sticking with water.
Well, I've craved it before too, and I've always thought it was just because other people around me were drinking it, and you could smell it or you could see them. But evidently, it's the airplane noise.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The whir of the engines, the air passing by, just the all around noise that you here in the cabin?
Previous research has shown that the air pressure and air quality in a plane cabin can have a dulling effect on taste buds.
Mm.
Research shows that the noise on an airplane can also have effect on taste, specifically making the umami, U-M-A-M-I, taste seem much stronger while suppressing perceptions of sweet taste.
Interesting.
Umami is a Japanese term used to capture the sweetish, savory taste of amino acids like glutamate in foods like tomato juice.
Interesting. Very interesting. We used to use that term when we want to insult somebody. They'd say something, we'd say, umami. Your mama. No, yeah, that makes sense because I do, you know, I don't want the pretzels because I don't want the gluten, but I always get the peanuts. I never get the – they have those Bischoff crackers.
Oh, no.
I don't like those.
No, the peanuts are always good.
And I make them give me 3 or 4 bags, and they always look at me like I'm a glutton. In fact, here's some funny. So here, to tie this story together, the stewardess, flight attendant, spilt a drop of tomato juice on these jeans that I'm wearing right on my knee. This is after she gave me 1 bag of peanuts. She was so apologetic. She goes, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. I can't believe it. Handed me a paper napkin. She's dabbing my knee. She goes, so then I said, oh, don't worry about it. I said, it's no big deal. I said, it'll dry. And I think she was really impressed that I took it in stride because I'm sure more people would have been like, I can't believe you did that. So she goes, would you like a cup of ice for your water? Because she saw I had my own water. I said, no, but I'd like 3 more bags of peanuts. And she goes, of course. And she just handed them to me.
Nice.
So the guilt worked.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Well, so it wouldn't be Casual Friday if we didn't talk about Monsanto.
Yes, Monsatan. Let's talk about that.
Well, did you know that they must be doing some form of a trying to
publicity, spin doctoring.
Yes, trying to make their image, do an image makeover because
yeah.
Hugh Grant, their CEO, was on CBS. I think it was last week or the week before.
Right. So he's making the rounds. He's going to try to remove the demonization of Monsanto. It's not going to work. Not going to work at all.
I think it was the first week of December. Anyway, I guess, Mark Ruffalo, the actor.
Yeah.
He's in a movie called Spotlight, and he was there to promote his movie. So he evidently does not, he thinks that Monsanto is horrible, and he actually told Hugh Grant that.
Good. Good.
And then he wrote,
"Well, we need more of these celebrities to do that because they have so much control and power over what the general public thinks."
He wrote an editorial. He said he doesn't usually do these types of things. He said it made him really uncomfortable to do it, but that's how we change. We must become uncomfortable. We must act out of our comfort zone to make things change. We must call out the people who are doing horrible things when they do them. I guess when Hugh Grant was finished with his interview, he came into the green room, Mark Ruffalo said to him, "You are wrong. You're engaged in monopolizing food. You're poisoning people. You're killing small farms. You're killing bees. What you are doing is dead wrong." He said a bead of sweat broke out onto Hugh Grant's head and said, "Well, I think what we're doing is good." And Ruffalo said, "I'm sure you do.
Otherwise, how could you live with yourself?"
I saw the tail end of that interview, and he has a Swedish accent. I think it's a Swedish accent.
Scottish, maybe.
Scottish. Yeah, he has an accent. And, you know, he seemed like a regular person.
Very charming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm looking at a picture of him in the article that you sent, and it looks like he has a horizontal scar going from the left side of his head to the right side of his head, right across the top of his head. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking, and it looks like he's got one eye that doesn't function the way the other one does, which is typically a sign of some sort of brain problem. You see that, how like one eye kind of stares? It almost looks like he has a glass eye.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that he has been genetically modified. They've removed the frontal lobe of his brain so that he doesn't feel any guilt any longer about the things that he's doing. He was modified to be the CEO of Monsanto. They needed somebody who would not feel bad about poisoning the world. And so they removed part of his brain so he could do the job.
Wow.
Huh? Yeah. That's my theory.
Put a chip there, you know, now they can program him.
Yeah, of course he feels like they're doing good work. Because just like the folks at Merck who felt good about Vioxx, that they were going to help all these people that had problems with arthritis and then end up killing them because it destroyed their hearts. They all felt like they were doing good things.
Ruffalo says his handlers clearly have been working very hard with him to give him every slippery non-answer to every question he was asked.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this guy makes hundreds of millions of dollars for running Monsanto. They're stock is down again. As I told you, I met a guy who worked for a company called CHS on the plane, who told me that Roundup sales have dropped dramatically over the past few years. They're scared. They're running scared. This is evidence. He needs to get out. They're telling him, look, you got to get out on the road and change people's opinion about this company. As the head of the company, you need to get out there and present yourself. Well, it's not going to work, you. It doesn't matter because we already know that this stuff is poison. This is a company that dwells in the environment of manufacturing poisons. And how are they a major contributor to our food supply? If that's what they do, they manufacture poisons. It's terrible. Terrible. Good luck, you. I like the other Hugh Grant better.
I do too.
I like the actor better.
Me too. So, just wanted to mention that, you know, while we're talking about poisons, there's a doctor up at Purdue, a scientist at Purdue University, who's trying to come up with an alternative to parabens.
Yeah, I saw that. So what's it about? Tell us about it.
It's an ingredient called solanum complex.
Okay.
These are derived from extracts of superfruits of the solanum plant species, which grow in particular ecosystems in the foothills of the Colombian Andes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural antioxidant that stimulates internal revitalization and regeneration of the skin.
Interesting. And it'll have the same effect as the parabens, because parabens are like an emulsifier, right?
Sopex, which is from the complex, protects and stabilizes cosmetic formulations. Because of the high purity and bioactivity of these ingredients, only very low concentrations are needed to achieve their multifunctional benefits in cosmetics.
Interesting. Well, that's good. If we can get parabens out, because parabens are really dangerous things.
Absolutely.
So there we go. We have to take a break. I'm not paying attention to the clock because I'm having too much fun today, Elisa, with you running the show there with Elliot. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with, we got more stories to talk about on Casual Friday. We shall return.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Casual Friday, a special live from Billings, Montana edition. I love coming to Billings, Montana. There are real cowboys here. I happen to have a meal last night at an Applebee's. Those who frequent Applebee's often, they just refer to it as the B. I was at the B last night, and I saw real cowboys. I mean, these guys look like they rode horses there. You could tell they were hardworking. Their clothes were all muddy and dirty. Their cowboy boots were, I mean, they had cowboy hats. This is not look like cowboys. These are people that actually work in farmlands with cows.
Oh, yeah. And you know, most of the cowboys are also either farmers, you know, agricultural or dairy or beef.
Yeah.
No, we have lots of cowboys.
Real cowboys here. Real cowboys. Not just something you dress up to look like.
No, we have once a year in one of the small towns, the sheep herd.
Really?
They take these sheep and they run them across the county, you know, and they do their cowboy stuff.
Wow.
It's kind of an event, you know.
And you know, cowboys, Elisa, get kicked in the head a lot by animals. Did you know that?
Do they really?
Of course. When I worked on the racetrack, I remember a groom named Jim Williams getting kicked in the face by a horse.
Well,
I mean, so, you know, they're always getting kicked in the head by cows and other animals. And you know what happens when you get kicked in the head, Elisa?
You get a concussion.
You get a traumatic brain injury. It's not just about football players anymore.
That's right.
But you have a story about there may actually be a blood test to test for TBI, right?
Yes, yes. So
now I want you to say the name of the protein that may be indicative of a TBI, Elisa.
The name of the protein.
Glial fibrillary acidic protein, or GFAP.
GFAP.
Yes, GFAP. Also, this was Curtis 50 Cent's group, GFAP. Oh, no, that was the G-Unit. I'm sorry.
So evidently that protein is released into the serum within an hour of a TBI.
Yeah.
So they are concerned with the doing too many of the tomographs, CT scans on these kids, and so they're trying to come up with the blood test, which it's going to make it a lot easier to test if they do have TBI or not.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if GFAP is seen in the blood, you know what they should do immediately to those kids? Administer 2 to 5 milligrams of thymosin beta 4.
Why is that?
Immediately. Well, because injecting 2 to 5 milligrams of thymosin beta 4 within 6 hours of a full on stroke mitigated any of the traumatic damage to the brain. There was no necrotic tissue. There was actually no evidence of the stroke. And while thymosin beta 4 is still in the test phase for this particular reason, if my child showed a potential for a traumatic brain injury, I'd get myself some thymosin beta 4 and inject them myself. So there you go. So not only do we have a way to test for TBI, but there's already something you can do about it. Did you know that? Did you know about thymosin beta 4?
No, I didn't.
Thymosin beta 4 is a peptide made by the thymus gland.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like the job superintendent. It tells what growth factors to do to repair things and what stem cells to differentiate to repair things. And so our thymus shrinks as we age, but that's for the elderly people. So they've tested thymosin beta 4 post ischemic event, both in an ischemic event of the brain and ischemic event of the heart, and it completely eliminates any necrotic tissue, any sign of damage at all in the heart and in the brain.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, I'd keep a bottle of thymosin beta 4 on hand if my son played football and if the coach called me and said, hey, he had his bell rung this afternoon. I wouldn't even wait to get the GFAP test. I would just give him 2 milligrams and that's it.
Well, you can bet a lot of the pro players already know about this.
About the GFAP?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do they know about thymosin beta 4?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I need to write a blog about that. I just realized
that's
it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are so many children getting, or kids playing football, high school kids getting hurt. Is it more than there used to be, or is it just more widely talked about now?
I think that we are realizing what the damage is. I don't think it's more than it used to be. I think kids used to get their bell rung playing football and they would just go on through life and they developed symptoms and they wouldn't associate it with what happened to them when they were kids playing football.
But I think one thing too is, you know, kids are getting stronger. You know,
yeah.
There's more force than, and again, you know, we were talking this morning about when I played, you know, you didn't see a lot of concussions, and maybe we just didn't know it because it's like, oh, you got your bell rung, get back out there,
right?
Up, you know,
that's the other thing. But, so Dan Matha, who is now with the WWE, he's training in Florida. He's been on my show a few times. He used to train at my gym. He's 26 years old. He's like 6'6". The guy was like unbelievable, monster. He played for the Bengals. He played for some football team up in Canada. And we talked about this, and he said, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you didn't have running backs that were 300 pounds.
Oh, no.
Now you got kids that are 14, 15 years old. They're pushing 300 pounds, and they're running the 40 and, you know, an 8. Yeah. And when they hit you, it's like getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
No, you're right. The quality of players has changed because the size of humans have changed.
Absolutely. And like you said, the speed, that's all force.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the simple blood test that they performed was nearly as accurate as the state of the art CT scans.
I think that's great.
That is. That's
in impressive. Fact, they ought to take blood from these kids after every game and see who's suffering from traumatic brain injury. Because, you know, some people may be more susceptible to it than others. You don't have to get hit really hard sometimes. I have a feeling if they started doing that, they would end up outlawing football before college.
Hmm. They hope that the blood test will be available commercially within the next 5 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's too bad they can't get it to market sooner than 5 years, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could either take our last break now, or we could talk, do another story and take the break after that. It's up to you.
I don't care what you choose.
No. You have a story that we could talk
about?
Well,
I was just going to talk about, you know, we've talked about all the different diseases, and now they're saying that too much sleep and sitting too much
Inactivity
yeah. is the fourth cause of death.
And I would say it's actually inactivity is probably a higher than the fourth cause of death. But when they talk about too much sleep, sometimes I think it's more important to pay attention to the changes in sleep patterns. So if you're somebody that's always slept 9 hours from when you were young and you're sleeping 9 hours, I don't think that's indicative of you're going to die. But if you're somebody that's always slept 7 hours and all of a sudden you're in bed 9, 10, 11 hours a day, that's a sign that something's wrong. It's not the sleep that's going to shorten your life. It's the reason that you're sleeping longer that's going to shorten your life.
Well, don't you also think that athletes need to recover,
yeah.
so they need more sleep?
Great example.
Yep.
Great example. Perfect. There's critical thinking at its best. So I don't think it's the length of sleep that's indicative of the potential linkage between longer sleep and illness. It's the change in the pattern. And of course, inactivity, we know. If you're sitting all day long and then you're sleeping 10 hours, I mean, you are not going to last long.
So these unhealthy actions were linked to doubling the risk of an early demise, being physically inactive and getting too much sleep, being physically inactive and sitting too much, smoking and high alcohol intake.
Oh, wait a minute. That can't be true because drinking alcohol is equivalent to training at the gym. Instead of doing 150 minutes a week at the gym, just drink a glass of wine every day. How come that didn't play into this discussion? Maybe they're talking
about other alcohol besides red wine.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to upset anybody out there. I think that inactivity is a big problem today. And we see obesity. We met a guy. Well, I don't want to talk about it. I just realized he may listen to the show. But I see people all the time that are a lot younger than me, and they don't look good, and a lot younger than Dr. Jeff, and they don't look good, and there's evidence that they sit a lot. So inactivity is a big problem.
Get up and move.
Get up and move. Right now, during the break, we're going to take our last commercial break. I want everybody to dance until we come back from this commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, right and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Casual Friday.
You know, Elliot Turton is an accomplished musician, and he's got a band, and he puts on shows. And isn't the name of Elliot's band Deep Readers? Ask him that.
Heavy Readers.
Heavy Readers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Where did the name come from, Elliot?
I think it was from a TV show where somebody said, "You have the body of a heavy reader."
Oh, like in other words, I got it. That's nice. Good. Are you guys playing anyplace soon?
We're playing at a record store here in town on February 17th.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes, on Bardstown Road, Modern Cult Records.
Oh, man. Remember when we had, what was the name of that record store that was on the Gin Blossoms album?
Ear Ecstasy.
Yeah, they were the best. Yeah.
What kind of music do you guys play, Elliot?
Really heavy, really loud stuff.
We have to check him out, Elisa, because we are not old yet. We got to go hang out with Elliot and his buddies one night.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
Jeff, this next story is for you. I know you like bananas.
Why is this? What's going on with bananas?
Okay, so if you remember, there was a popular banana in the mid-1900s called the Gros Michel, M-I-C-E-L.
Okay, Michel, okay.
Michael Michel, grown in Latin America.
Right.
It's all but disappeared from the planet. At the time, it was the only banana in the world that could be exported. It was wiped out because of a fungus known as Panama disease.
Uh-huh.
It first appeared in Australia in the late 1800s, but after that started jumping continents. The disease debilitated the plants that bore the fruit. The damage was so great and swift that in only a few decades, they went extinct.
Wow, that's scary. So what's going on with our current banana, which I think is a Cavendish, right?
Cavendish.
Right.
A new strain of the same disease, Panama disease, is back. And it's starting to affect the new Cavendish bananas.
Which are the ones that we buy at the local grocery stores.
Yeah, they represent 99% of the banana export.
So theoretically, in 10 years, the Cavendish could be gone. And then what would we have? We still have plantain, right?
I think plantain
is a different kind of banana entirely.
There's no known way to stop this disease.
Wait. I think Roundup will stop it.
Call Monsanto, see what he has for it.
Yeah, there you go. Call Monsatan.
Yeah.
The problem is
because it's a monoculture. Everybody wants the bananas to be the same, so they all are grown exactly the same way.
Right.
And it says here, the latest strain of the Panama disease is likely to put the risks of monoculture on display once more.
Wow.
I guess scientists are trying to find a better breed. But I bet you if they genetically
modify the banana with the salmon.
At the moment, they don't have a replacement that's resistant to this new strain of Panama disease. Once it reaches Latin America, and it is expected to, it's only a matter of decades before the most popular banana on the planet once again disappears.
Yeah, if they could genetically modify the banana with the salmon, we'd have a banana that wouldn't have a skin but would have scales instead. And it would be able to resist the fungus.
Yeah, have some omega-3s at the same time.
Have omega-3s and it would have a tail.
You know, they keep
with feelings.
Yeah, right.
They keep modifying and messing with our food supply so much that pretty soon our food is going to look like the food that was on the Jetsons. Remember that cartoon?
Yeah, I love the Jetson. Yeah. George Jetson.
Yeah, that's what we're going to, we'll just all have to go back to, what is it, frozen, like TV, they used to, like TV dinners or whatever they're called.
Exactly. We actually have to end the show, but I want to get one story out really, really quickly. Men have a better sense of direction than women, a study suggests.
I knew you wanted to talk about that.
Have us believe. And they proved this by actually giving women a sublingual troche of testosterone and improved their sense of direction. But I understand why men refuse to ask for directions. When they get older, their testosterone drops. They've been used to having a great sense of direction. The wife is sitting next to them going, pull over and ask somebody. And the guy is going, no, I'll figure it out, because he was able to figure it out at one time. This explains a lot to me.
Good point.
I could see my mother and father in that car right now arguing. Would you pull over and ask somebody? No, I'll figure it out. I was a truck driver my whole life. But your testosterone has dropped, and now you don't have a good sense of direction anymore.
Makes sense.
What do you think, Elisa?
I think that you're probably right.
And Elisa has a great sense of direction.
Does she?
I do. Well, I contribute that to being in sales for so many years and driving around everywhere and just
being able to find your way around.
Yes.
It also could have something to do with the fact that you train harder than a lot of guys.
Well, so. It could be that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been a great show from Billings, Montana. Thank you for those of you who listen live.
Now
Thank you to those of you listening to the podcast.
Make sure you guys post lots of pictures and videos of you two training this evening.
Yes, yes, of course we will.
My question is, are you guys going to have your steak before you train or after?
Oh, after. No, like Dr. Malin Watby says, we're going to work up a sweat, then we're going to go eat animal flesh.
Right.
Not to insult any of my vegan friends out there. All right, well, listen, thank you for listening today. Elisa, I'll see you tomorrow. I miss you.
All right. Miss
Thank
you,
too. Elliot, for helping us out today.
All right. Okay. Bye, Dr. Jeff.
Bye-bye. We'll see you later.
See everybody Monday.
Bye.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at